Yes?
Senator Miller of Iowa.
All right, tell Bill Moyer that I'm trying to get him to answer on O'Donnell's number, and I can't do it until he can come on in here.
Yes, sir.
President?
Yes.
Jack Miller.
Hi, Jack. Glad to hear you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Mighty gracious of you to call me.
I'm delighted to. Jack, somebody told me you worried a little bit about our cattle situation.
Well, I'd hoped that I might have a chance to just bend your ear for maybe 10 minutes or so. I know you've been terribly busy, but I've said any time, day or night, I'd be glad to do it. I think I can give you, of course, you've heard a lot about this, but I'd like to get my pitch too, for what it's worth. I'm leaving town tomorrow morning for a couple of days. I don't suppose you're available for 10 minutes any time this evening yet or when I get back.
I'll be glad to see you, Jack, when you get back. I've got Secretary of State sitting out waiting on me now, and I'm going to be into the night here. But I'll be glad to see you when you get back. Now, confidentially, I've been at this thing for about a month. And I've had group meetings with the cattleman. I had Jay Taylor in here today. I've had the Secretary of Agriculture make a study and have two groups in. He's made his recommendations.
Well,
I've got the Secretary of State trying to effect an agreement now. And I'm staying out of the papers on it because I think that we can get the agreement if we can stay out of them. I'm afraid if we get in them, well, we'll bust it up and they'll start hollering with a bunch of protectionists that trying to impose quotas. Most of them don't think that the imports got anything to do with it. I don't think they got as much to do as my cattleman, but whether they have or not, psychologically, they think they have. So I'm going to work out, I think, an agreement where we can get the major importers to cut it down. I've got an agreement worked out with the Secretary where he's going to step up his purchases. Particularly in the Kenner meat group and your low grades of beef, and all the funds that he's got that he can use legitimate for that purpose, he's going to do it. And I believe that within a week we'll have some definite progress report. I had both Rusk and Freeman come down, Council of Economic Advisors, and give me a memo the other way, but I had George Ball then come down. And we have been shoving it just as strong as we know with the New Zealanders and Australians, and very confidentially, and I don't want to repeat it, but the head of the Australian trade mission is on his way to this country now to try to close it out.
Well, now, that's good news. I know you get some information like this from all sources, but I do think that I can get a pretty good feel out in my area. I spent about 4 days running around my state, and they right out there in that Sioux City area, and you talk to all breeds of politicians and people of all political faiths. But by God, this thing was just about as hot as the Cuban situation was 2 years ago.
It is what it is. What I've showed my people, I showed Rusk and I showed Freeman too. We've got an oversupply. There's no question about that. We all know that. Cattle have been the only real profitable farm thing that we've had, and we've got this oversupply. And while the imports are inconsequential in the total picture, most of the cattlemen think that that's what's causing it, and so we've got to take some action. Now, I showed them that my feed bill has gone up from $60 a ton cottonseed cake to $84, so it's up $24 out of $84. My price has gone down from $30 to $22, and it's like the colored boy in the war. He's told him to zigzag, and he said he was zigging when he ought to be zagging, and it's going the wrong way. Now, I showed them all that. I don't know much about the feeder operation, but I do know the commercial, that the way we handle them. I've taken them right out in the pasture, showed them the cattle, showed them the keg, held it in their hand so they'd know about it. And I think that as a result, if there's anything can be done executive-wise, it will be done with this plan we're working on. If it can't be done, we'll know about it, I'd hope 10 days, week. And if it can't, we'll have to go to the Tariff Commission and go through the long route there.
Yes.
But we'll do it. When you get back, you give me a ring, and I'll be glad to talk to you again about it, and we'll see where we are, and if you want to get together, we'd be glad to do it.
Well, that's very fine of you. I'd just like to say this. When I first got into this thing was about last February. And since that time, I was a little lukewarm on how much these imports were affecting this thing. But I've made what I thought was a pretty exhaustive study of it, and I've talked to a lot of people, and I know that Orville has been, he's been rather ollie about the imports having much impact, but I'm persuaded it has had a very big impact. Now, not the whole thing, but it is a big one, and of course there's the psychology of these people who've been losing $50 to $70 a fat steer. I know you may be losing $4, $6, or $8 a calf, but they're losing.
No. When you lose 8 cents a pound on a 500-pound calf, that's $40.
Yeah, well.
And
eight. Multiply that by the number of.
You take 30 cents down to 22, and you multiply it eight cents a pound on a 500-pound calf. Now I want you to tell the Secretary of State here. I've been trying to get him to do something about it, and I want you to tell him what you've been telling me for 20 minutes. He just walked in the room.
Okay, well, let me get this final pitch in.
All right.
When I was out there during Christmas holidays, I think you ought to know this, that I had many of those people ask me whether there wasn't some hope that we could have because you come from a livestock state. And I told them that I thought that you coming from a livestock state like Texas, that you would have some personal intimate knowledge of this and that I was hopeful that something would be done about it. So I wanted you to know that that they are looking with a lot of hope to you because of your background.
Well, I told you what we're doing, and you call me and you get back, and we'll hope to have some then. You tell the Secretary about your conditions and what they're saying.
All right.
Yeah, we just...
Thank you, Mr.
Senator. Hi, hello.
Hello, Mr.
How are you, Senator?
How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Just talking to the President about our livestock import problem.
Right.
And I told him that... this is a mighty serious thing out in my area.
Mm-hmm.
I was out there during Christmas holidays, and the thing was just about as hot as the Cuban situation was 2 years ago, as
mm-hmm.
far as the conversations were concerned.
Right.
It's a real serious thing with these people losing $40, $50, $60, $70 a head on their cattle.
Right.
And the bankers are concerned, and I'd say it's a very critical situation.
Right.
I don't know what the answer is going to be. I know the President, through you, is trying to get something done on an agreement basis.
Well, that's correct. Now, I've talked to several of your colleagues today about this. Only a part of it is the import problem, but we're working very hard on that. I can't guarantee that if that part of it is taken care of, that this will remedy the problem for the beef producers.
No.
Because there's some other elements in it too, as you know.
Yes, I'm in touch with these professional livestock people about every day, and
right.
One of them is saying that the imports are the whole thing, but
right.
they're unanimous in the fact that the imports are a very big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there's a psychology there of why should we be having
yeah.
an import increase from 5% in 60 to 12% today, mainly from Australia and New Zealand?
Right. Well, now we are in touch very, very insistently with these two governments, and we hope to get something back from them in the very next few days. We've told them that something had to be done, or they're going to have the prospect is it'll actually be taken. They'll like even less than what we've asked them to do.
Yes.
So I'll get back in touch with you just as soon as we get some indication as to how soon we can move on this.
Well, that's fine.
But we got hold of him last week, and the President has been pushing this very hard, as you know, with them and with all of his colleagues, and we'll do our best on it and be in touch with you again.
That's fine. Let me hit you one more thing.
Right.
I appreciated your letter on the Otepka case.
Uh-huh.
I had a speech prepared on that.
Right.
I gave it this afternoon, and I hope you'll have a chance to take a look at it. Uh-huh. That letter helped a lot in formulating that speech.
Right. Well, I will read it with great care because...
I was a little sharp on a couple of things in that speech, but not as far as you personally.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll do my best on it, and I'll take a look at your speech.
Okay, Mr.
Much obliged, Senator.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.